Blog Talk Radio.
With divorce papers, and it was at happened to be at her famous Wendy Williams show. Yep, she served him at work, y'all. Ooh, child. Yes, let me tell you. So apparently, according to reports, Wendy has beefed up security due to all of this for her protection, as well as the staff, and it was completely, her soon-to-be ex-husband was completely caught off guard, right? So no words on what is in there, but they're saying that it was due to irreconcilable differences. Can't even talk right now. But anyway, so that's juicy, right? So on yesterday, here's an update. There were more reports that Wendy's husband apologized. He released an apology statement apologizing to her. And guess what Wendy did, allegedly? Fired him after the statement was released. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As Wendy said, how you doing? You're fired. But anyway, so yes, allegedly, according to reports, Wendy fired him as of yesterday. Yes, hunty. There's a lot of stuff going on. There are also reports that there's a former singer who came out and said that he allegedly had an affair with Kevin Hunter. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Kevin Hunter tried to take down Charlamagne the God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, it's a lot of things going on. If you haven't been keeping up with it, you better keep on. Keep up with it, okay? But I'm just saying. So, anyways, we want to send our well wishes to both of them. Because we know divorce is not easy, and I've seen my share of a lot. I never personally dealt with one, and I don't plan on dealing with one, because whomever I marry, divorce is not an option. Taking it off the table. Bruh, you want to be, so we better get this thing right, because divorce is not going to be an option. Oh, no. Oh, no. You better be ready and willing to be married to me forever. For life. For life. Right? So anyway, well wishes to the both of them on their new journey in their new life, okay? So, just before I even end that segment, so Wendy did confirm, she basically said that she is committed to herself and her son. In a nutshell, she's basically saying, I'm good. I am moving on with my life. And yes, it is true. Since y'all in my business has become your business. Yes, hunty, we are getting a divorce. Bye-bye now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so sending our well wishes out to them. Okay, so in other news, there was fire set to three historically black churches in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You haven't been heard, honey. You've been under a rock. But yeah, there have been there were some reports from that were three historically black churches in Baton Rouge that were set ablaze, and allegedly the person behind it is a deputy, the son of a deputy sheriff. Now, we are already going through a whole lot, y'all. There are so many things going on in our country right now. You know, where we're living right now, the hatred and discrimination, racial tension is on an all-time high. You know what I'm saying? And it is stemming from this buried hatred that has been rooted in so many people, generations and centuries ago, and it still continues to live on in people who are in here now, the newer generation, or who people who have been taught or have seen or have heard things that have come out of the mouths of their parents and grandparents, and even maybe some of their great-grandparents. And if you're like me, you have heard stories of racism go on, you know, from your elders and your family. This has been has never died. Let's get that clear. The racism, hatred has never died. It was just suppressed like so many other things that we suppress. Okay? So allegedly this young man set fire to the historically black churches in the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And what is the reasoning behind it? You guessed it. Possibly hatred. So I don't understand, what is the reason? Because somebody else, and I've said this so many times, what is your reasoning behind not liking someone? Because somebody else doesn't like them? Or because you feel like that's the thing, that's the way of the world now? Because that's how everybody else doesn't, you know, don't like a person? Have you ever had to sit down and had the chance, the opportunity to actually sit and talk with someone who's a person of color? Have you ever communicated, find out their likes, their dislikes? You never know. That person may have a lot in common with you, and yet you're against them because what? Because they don't look like you? They don't think like you? Well, guess what? Newsflash, ain't nobody supposed to think like you, and ain't nobody supposed to look like you. If we all look the same, what would be the point? There's a reason why God made us different. There's a reason why we are all different. Because we're not supposed to be the same. If we all were the same, thought the same, looked the same, we will be a bunch of boring people. I'm just trying to say. You know what I'm saying? I am grateful and thankful that I am different and I think different from somebody else. Because I have my own thoughts. I can make up my own mind and I can have my own judgment without the influence of somebody else. Oh, yes, I'm going to tell you this. In my family, you know, growing up, everybody, well, what I've heard is that everybody's supposed to keep your family business, your family business. Don't tell what's going on. And that's the problem. When we don't share what's really going on in our families, with our families, of course, then it becomes a problem. There's so much brokenness going on in that. And that's what we're trying to break. We're trying to break the brokenness. You know what I'm saying? We want to end the brokenness in the family. So, yes, we definitely got that in common with everybody else, keeping those things secret, family secrets, secret. And it shouldn't be that way. Oh, I've even had a relative tell me, oh, while you're around here doing, calling the law on your family member because they're hitting on your other family member, your husband's going to do the same thing to you. No. Number one, I do not and will not be in a domestic violence situation, whether it is verbal, physical, or emotional. Won't happen here. Because guess what? I love myself enough not to put myself in that situation. You know what I'm saying? And I'm totally getting off the subject right now, but I'm saying that we have to start thinking for ourselves. We cannot rely on someone else's thinking because that's what they're accustomed to. They want to be accustomed to that, fine. But you have to make your own mind up. Don't, you know, take on the habits and the thought process of somebody else. Don't take on those actions of somebody else. Because I'm going to tell you, I used to be like that. I was against because of my family, you know, or whoever had this idea, and I took on that idea. But then I had to look at things from a different perspective, like, hold on, why? I don't even know them. I don't even, you know, like, I don't see anything, a problem with them. Why am I being hateful towards them because of somebody else? I can't be easily influenced. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, we got so much of this hatred going on, and it really is really old, and it's like we're going back in time when we should be going forward. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you have to be all lovey-dovey and you know, sleep with somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying break bread. Find out, you know what, I don't know anything about you. Let's see. There was a story that I reported a couple of weeks ago, and before we go to break, about this older white woman, was at a McDonald's, and of course, you know, McDonald's has a lot of empty seats or whatever, but she didn't want to sit by herself. So she saw this young black man sitting by himself eating, and she went over to him and said, excuse me, do you mind if I share the table with you? You know, I don't want to eat. I just don't want to eat alone. And he said, sure, of course. Have a seat. If this older woman took her time out to get to know somebody else because she didn't want to be alone, eat alone, she sat with somebody who was different from her and ended up becoming friends with that person, I'm pretty sure he probably goes to see her or talk to her, say, hey, how you doing, Miss So-and-so? You know, just checking on you. Because guess what? That's called being human. If you hate somebody, that means you hate yourself. I'm just saying. We're going to take a break, but it's your girl, Miss Coco. It's the Midnight Coco Show. Highlights Wednesday. Keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with more, baby, because we got some more stuff for you. Oh, yes. We definitely got some more stuff for you, so keep it up. Don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Man, truth is, ain't everybody gonna make it. That's why you gotta run your race. You know what I'm talking about? It's a thin line out here, man. Matthew 24:40. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Most of your partners ain't gonna make it, family too. The truth is like a call center, high turnover rate. I ain't trying to discourage you, I'm just trying to keep it real. You gotta run your race, family, you gotta run it to the end, no matter what the next man do. Let go.
Angels and demons is round us. Don't think they not, cause you ain't seeing them. The wicked do wicked things. When you see wicked, the demons you seeing now. It could be that you friends with them. God forbid that you can with them. Every day I pray and sometimes fast to God. Forbid I replenish them. They beat you down. And you like it like S&M. Even bruh, ain't no repenting them. Thank a higher for your shire, who best of them. Are you ready for the day of the reckoning? Best do it now, cause bruh, ain't no repenting. Everything gon' be unleavened. Then ain't 50 cent, but dead, you will see many men. Many men, many men. I pray don't fall like many men. From the sword famine of pestilence. I do the word to fortify my residence. Until alive, yeah, that's my evidence. But evidence is irrelevant. When Babylon is still my settlement, I'm trying to leave her in all her elements. And all her gods, she's worshiping. All her lies, all her death, her side of me, F the economy. Like, no, I'm screaming out, there will be nothing left. Nothing left. You say that you won't, but I say that you're sleeping. You see it through drunken eyes. It's a spiritual war, and we on the borderline. All up in the biblicals, you call it metaphors, I take it literal. I've been known not to respect individuals. Yeshaya, I call when it gets critical. You send a line on my sin, they be minimal. Israelite in the mirror, I used to see criminals. I deal with the truth, I don't deal with subliminals. That's why most Hebrews will not see the pinnacle. What I believe the Bible, and on the beat, I try to give a visual. I used to walk around like I was straight invincible, not realizing I was led by the invisible. Demons that wasn't hospitable, making my thoughts diabolical. Unlock my spirit, yeah, free up my spirit, then go lock the flesh away. Get more and more faith, then come back with the strap and hit my flesh up with the cane. I got Judas, my Judas, they be in the streets and they get it in every day. Some hit big legs, some in the trap cooking major yay. With lemons made lemonade, grinding for better days. We walking kings and queens, but we chose sin for the bigger wave. My partner would tell you there's angels and demons and he ain't got open eyes. Some of the truth is kept in the streets, and the streets, we know.
Prepare my soul for temptation. truth, that's right.
What is sense? Sense the trend, brushing up the law. First John 3:4, that's a message to us all. I do not know lust, had no knowledge of the best. Till the law has said,
what?
Thou shalt not covet. It's the law sense.
No.
Oh no, God forbid. Don't you know the new covenant? He wrote his laws within. In our inward part, meaning written in our heart. Violate your own conscience, Holy Spirit will depart. I don't think that they comprehend it, but you know we're not pretending. We don't really care about much if it's not commandment. And if it's not the law, I really can't rock with y'all. If you ain't linking precepts, you need to lock your jaw. I'd rather have wisdom before a rocky arm. I'd rather have understanding before a watch that flaw. That ain't gonna save you. When they dropping bombs, that ain't gonna stop the shot. You can come in and chop them all. Every day and every way. All I know is discipline.
In the laws of the Most High.
That's right. Every day and every way. All I know is discipline.
In the laws of the Most High.
That's right.
Thy righteousness.
It's an everlasting righteousness.
That's right.
And thy law is the truth.
That's right.
Thy righteousness. It's an everlasting righteousness. And thy law is the truth, that's right.
Yeah. Shout out my op, Mike, man. Yeah, you know what it is, man. Praise the Haggai Bashi. Pray what he can intimidate this shit by. Yeah. Shout out all the bros, man. Hey, all we know is discipline. That's right, that's right. Yeah. All I know is discipline. That's right, that's right. Yashua. Yeah.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show. You're on blogtalkradio.com on the Midnight Power Network. It's your girl, Miss Coco. We are in the highlight zone. We are in the middle of our highlights. Before the break, we were talking about the churches that were set on fire by a young man who is the son of a deputy sheriff and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But also there was another church that was set on fire in L.A. We got to stop, y'all. We got to stop with this. Put the hatred aside. Think for yourself. Don't listen to nobody. Just think for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes no sense for you to do something because you feel like, oh, this is the way to do it. No, bruh. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to answer to somebody, and it ain't going to be nobody here on this earth. I'm just trying to say. But anyway. Let me move on. In other news, Tiger Woods captured his fifth Masters on Sunday, y'all, after a huge, or as they call it, a major comeback for him. So, you know, a couple of years ago, Tiger Woods went through three surgeries and went his back surgery. And a lot of people were thinking, oh, he doesn't have it. He's not going to come back. Oh, Tiger Woods just lost his momentum. You know, he went through all that stuff with his, you know, with his ex-wife and da-da-da-da, this and that and the third. And, oh, and so much on. And so, you know, now he has a girlfriend and this and that. And he's, Well, Tiger showed everybody. He worked. He practiced. He did what he had to do. Made a comeback. He captured his fifth Masters after what? So many, like, what, 3 years, I guess, or three-year slump or whatnot? Because I remember he did win some championships, but he wasn't on the same game level as he, you know, when he first came in. So, congratulations to Tiger Woods on his achievement and his accomplishment on this past Sunday. Kudos to you, bruh. Speaking of congratulations and new launches and comeback, well, I see that Beats by Dre has gotten an upgrade. Well, there is introducing new earpiece or ear headset. This is the Power Beats by Dre. Power Beats by Dre Pro, or Beats by Dre Pro Power Pro. Power Pro or something like that. But anyway, you're supposed to be more powerful. They're supposed to, you know, be sonic, or they just got a lot of stuff going on to them. So, will there be a difference? What's going to be the difference between all these and so many others? You know, Ray J has his eardrums. I believe, who else got some headphones? Like, there's a lot of people that have earphones, you know. Apple. Apple has the AirPods. And then, of course, you know, then there's the Beats by Dre. Like, I bought some generic brands. AirPods, and my cousins always make fun of me, like, you got some fake AirPods? I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm not about to pay, you know, however much they are, you know, for some earbuds or whatever, some, you know, wireless Bluetooth ear things, when if they got something similar to it, they should all be able to work. Well, guess what? When you go cheap, they don't always work. I'm trying to tell you, because they only last for about an hour. And then I bought some other ones that are supposed to be Bluetooth, but these have like a wire to it, but they're Bluetooth, you know, and they're good, but it's a sound in them. Like it kind of goes in and out, like there's a little buzzing sound that goes in and out, and then they go out for about a couple of hours too as well. Maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever. Top. But I mean, one time I did try, when I first got them, you know, I charged them up and they lasted, you know, just about all day. You know, they never went out on me. I guess because I would turn it on and turn it off. I never kept it on all day. I would turn it off, like there would be some times that I took it off and I was never on it really. So they're supposed to have like a 50 hour standby and a 4 hour playback. I don't know. So anyway, I'm in the mood for some new headphones, y'all. Some that's not gonna break my bank, but some that's gonna, you know, be able to give me what I, you know, let me do what I need to do. I'm just saying, you know. So, anyways, so yeah, that's what was going on. But I'm about to tell y'all something that just really kind of shocked me. So on last week, I don't know what day it was. I think I watched the show. I don't remember. Anyways, well, last week on The View, Joy Behar and Meghan McCain almost came to blows. Now, they were getting into discussion about Homeland Security, about one of the person who was over at, you know, resigned, and no, you know, they were discussing, talking about that, and of course, you know, Meghan was giving her spiel on, you know, what she, her thoughts on it, and then, you know, Joy tried to give her spiel, and the whole thing was just a mess, and it was just end up going out of left. Like, okay, so, you know, Joy was trying to talk, and then, you know, and then Meghan cut her off, and then Joy tried to get it back, and Meghan made a comment and said, well, you get paid to listen to me. You actually get paid to listen to me. Said that comment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the look, y'all have to go see it. It's on YouTube. You have to look at Joy's face. The girl, I'm going to say girl, because that was a girl move. The girl had the nerve to say, well, you actually get paid to listen to me. And Joy looked at her like, I'm about to smack everything out of you and get my money. Still get some of my money, right? And Whoopi jumped in, of course. She said, hey, what we're not going to do, we're not going to be disrespectful. Everybody's going to get their piece. Everybody's going to say what they have to say. And we're not going to disrespect nobody, you know, while saying it. And Joy said, thank you. She said, now go, and Whoopi said, now finish what you said to say. She said, I forgot now. Just that, I forgot now. So anyway, The View has been on, I guess, a break. There have not been any new episodes. I wonder why. Maybe Barbara Walters is rethinking her position on hiring Meghan McCain on the show, because that comment did not even have to be said. So basically, you're saying the only reason why you're on the show is because everybody else around you is getting paid to to listen to you. So basically, that's what you're saying, that they told you, well, they're going to get paid just to listen to what you have to say. Huh? I thought the whole point of the show is, and the show is called The View. And I thought the whole point is that everybody gets to express their viewpoint on the topic at hand that's on the table, right? Am I missing the concept of the show? Like I've had, you know, I had my co-host with me, you know, my team with me and on the show. And, you know, and actually, one of them wants to return back. We're just working on how the schedule. So we're working on that. But, you know, when I had my team here, you know, and my team is still with me, I never, you know, I made a mate, but my things were, I was trying to be somebody else, and that wasn't working out for me, you know. And, but I would never be disrespectful and say, well, you're actually getting paid. You're on here only just to listen to me because it's my show. No, I'm not, you know, no. And I made that comment about, well, it's my show. It's the Midnight Coco show, Coco, you know. But I was saying it in a joking manner, but of course people don't get that. But anyway, moving on. But yeah, what Megan said was very disrespectful. It was, you know, it was wrong, and she was rude, and she should be reprimanded for it. And if I were Joy, I'll pull old girl to the side. Come to me. Come here with me so I can read you your rights, because I'm about to bless you in a whole nother way. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. It's the Midnight Coco Show. Highlights Wednesday here on the Midnight Power Network. Oh, yes, I'm trying to tell you. It's getting hot, right? It's getting hot, y'all. It's getting hot. Got more on the way. If you have any hot topics that you want to share with us, all you got to do is simply hit us up on social media at Midnight Coco or Karita40, KHRITA40. Yep. Or you can call us up at 347-205-9279. Once again, the number is 347-205-9279. Again, this is the Midnight Coco Show. Highlights Wednesday. Keep it locked, y'all. We'll be right back.
Different. I was chasing at the fame, dollar bills and more women. Couldn't see the real picture, so money I kept spending. Trying to be like everybody when everybody's pretending to be someone they not, following these false lies. Like money is everything, but you can't take it when you die. Believing in these false dreams on the TV screen. I'm trying to let you see the truth that these TV dreams. Wake up, sagging your pants, cause they do that. And why you wearing Gucci, cause everybody do that. Chill, I'd rather listen to the Father. He's there for me when I need him, as long as I keep his honor. I'm following the laws that he gave, the holy days that he made. Not many traditions that lead you right to your grave. Quicker, open your eyes and see the picture. That knowledge is not in college, it's written in the scriptures. Look,
all you gotta do, look at me.
Why you do it? Lies are more lies they keep telling. Even though they doing wrong, these people still get jealous. Come on, eyes shut from the truth, they can't tell it. So they continue to buy these lies, these rappers sell them. Like, this is straight madness, I gotta put some light on them. Closed-minded, got their brain numb, put some ice on it. They so lost, they never think on their own. The knowledge is in the book, so I gotta bring them home. Come on, forget that artificial flavor in your lifestyle. You need a new life, not some flavor in your lifestyle. Look, man will never tell you the straight facts. He will only release the things that keep you straight back. Like theories on evolution with no support. We didn't come from no monkeys, the monkeys came from the stars. Up above, way above is technology. Open up your mind and forget the psychology. Look.
The most I have for me a greater plan than he does for a blade of grass. The time passes in the hourglass. I wonder if my soul will rise and escape the ash. I dread the day my soul is ticking and my teeth gnash. Every step and breath I make could always be my last. Damn, this journey comes with highs and lows, but it's no different for my family and foes. All I want is just a sip of water if Yeshaya offers everlasting life together with him and the Father.
Hey, 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 hey. Come back. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on BossUpRadio.com. On the Minute Power Network, we are in our highlights Wednesday edition. And you know, like I said, there's a lot of things going on. But one of the stories that I want to talk about that I that's actually trending at the moment. Y'all ready for it? Y'all ready for it? I know y'all ready for it. And you ready for it? Beyonce! Yes, Queen B. Queen B herself has dropped a live album along with a documentary. Yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. To the beat, y'all. Okay, yeah. So, Miss B had dropped she dropped her live album. I believe she dropped it on last night. And the Beehive is going crazy, as they should, you know? I mean, I am a, you know, I'm a part of something. And you know, as soon as, you know, my fave drops something, I'm all over it, you know? I'm the same way. So, but what else is trending is the fact that Miss Blue Ivy, the daughter, the baby, yes, the baby, has a voice, y'all, sings so beautifully, and everybody's loving it. So, with that being said, y'all nurture y'all kids. You know, if you know your daughter, your children have a talent, you know, they have a gift or something, whether it be in art, whether it be in music, songwriting, whatever they do, nurture that. Encourage them to build on their gift, their talent. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know. You may turn into millionaires, billionaires. You know, I'm saying, hey, look at B. B got a voice. You know what I mean? She perfected her craft. B's a millionaire. So, you know, nurture your children's gifts and their talent. Whatever it is that they're interested in. If they're interested in electronics, or if they love to play around with electronics, or if you notice that they mess around with some beats or whatever, you know, mess around and play a little beat on your pots and pans, just sit there looking like, where does that come from? Like, you know what I'm saying? Even when they sing, if you notice your kid has a beautiful voice, or you know, they're always singing or something, nurture it. Because that kid, your child, could end up being the next, you know, whoever. You know what I mean? They could be the next big thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's why we have these variety shows like The Voice and American Idol and Who's Got Talent and all that, because you know, people want the opportunity to express their talents and their gifts. And I think that you as a parent should nurture it. Every parent should nurture their children's gifts. I know if I have children one day, I'm going to do that. I'm going to nurture my kids. Even if I don't have kids, but I get married to somebody who has children, and, you know, I'm going to nurture that gift or that talent that they have. But if I recognize and I see it, I'm going to nurture it and help them build on that. You know what I'm saying? That's just the thing to do when you're a parent, you know, nurture that, you know, help them be better, help them be, you know, be somebody in their life, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So kudos and shout out to B and the Beehive. Don't come for me, y'all. I'm just saying. But anyway, we're going to take another break, but we're going to come back. We're going to wrap up our highlights Wednesday. Like I said, if you got some highlights you want to share real quick, hit me up. It's your girl up on Twitter at Midnight Cocoa. That's MIDNIGHTKOKO. Uh-huh. Yep. Or you can hit me up right here. Call the show 347-205-9279. Once again, the number's 347-205-9279. It's the Midnight Cocoa, y'all. We'll be right back. Yep, in just a bit. Keep it up. Don't go nowhere, baby.
From the minute that you're born, your body starts to decay. Your skin and your hair would turn wrinkle and gray. One thing's for sure, we gon' pass away. That's right, dog, you wasn't put here to stay. I know you think you gon' live forever. You keep telling yourself you should chase cheddar. I can't front, I wanna be rich too. But I'm smart enough to know you can't take it with you. When you got the car, got the cribs, ride through the hood and everybody know you're rich. Believe me, money do make life easy when you can make it rain like Fat Joe and Weezy. Brunch in Paris, dinner in America, this morning Chanel, tonight it's Erica. I got ice in my Rolex, rims in the car, I could buy out the bar, show the world I'm a star. G4 flies to Saint-Tropez. Look, I know you're trying to get paid, and all that money do sound real nice, but you don't got nothing if you don't got price.
Can't take it with you.
They wanna be,
can't take it with you.
They wanna be R-I-D-H. Where it rides. Don't die and go to a place where it's hot. People think money's everything, but it's not. The things people do for the guap. Rap on, sell out their souls on a track. Some would even sell to their own mama crack. Rich people got it and they cheat on their tax. Girls sell their bodies and they lay on their backs. Some of them strip to make a porn flick fake like you're homeless and then walk with a limp. For oil and diamonds, so many died. So many nations face genocide, man. No matter how you get it, you're dead wrong if you think you can take it when you're dead and gone. All money does when they zip you in the plastic is
buying you a suit to go alive with the casket.
Can't take it with you.
They
wanna be. Can't take it with you. They wanna be R-I-D-H. Come on, come on, baby. Can't take it with you. They wanna be.
Can't take it with you.
They wanna be R-I-D-H. 24 hours, 60 minutes, 60 seconds, your clock's ticking, time moves fast, and all the money in the world can't buy back a second of your past. Can't buy breath when you passing away. So tell me, what's the value of today? I discovered at last, you're really poor if all that you got in this world is cash. I got Jesus, I'm not a hostage, no longer living in bondage. Addiction's gone since I met the Savior, believe me. I know all about favor, I know about joy, I can smile. I know about the Father's love for a child. I know what it's like to have bitterness gone. I know what it feels like to sing a new song. Rest in His arms, peace within. I'm a better man, jump free from sin. In my life after, I'ma reign as a king. And to think it didn't cost me a thing. Cha-ching. They wanna be, they wanna be R-I-D-H.
All right, y'all, we back. Yeah, you're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Yeah, so we're back, like I said, and you are definitely listening to Highlights Wednesday here on our podcast. Yep, podcast right now. We're live. Yep, we're live. So anyway, back into it, wrapping up a little bit. So the moral of the story of today is take some time out to get to know somebody that's different. Think for yourself. Don't allow any other people's opinions or thoughts to influence yours, okay? You know, have your own thought. It's okay if you want to just say, you know what, I kind of agree. I see what you're saying. You know, I never thought about it like that. Okay, that's fine. But don't take on that person's I hold in her thought process, especially if it's a negative one. And you know in your heart and soul that it's a negative one. I'm just saying. So anyways, nurture your children. Nurture their gifts and their talents, because you never know, they could end up being the next, you know who, Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Also, don't be so snide. Respect your elders. And, you know, just be respectful, especially if you're working with someone who's older than you are. You know, be respectful at all times. Don't make some little snide remark upon your breast to talk about, well, you get paid to listen to me, like Meghan McCain did. Because, you know what I mean? She could have got snatched, you know, for that. Especially if she had said something like that to a black woman, a black grandmama. She said it to Whoopi. Oh, it would have been nice. But anyway, I'm just saying. So, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, be respectful at all times. All right? Go out here. Do something with your life. Be positive. Love everybody, even if you don't agree with them. You know what I'm saying? And you'll make it far in the world. All right? Won't have no setbacks. Everything will be a comeback, like Tiger Woods. All right? I'm your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Y'all, I know I had a great day. I know you did, too. All right? Go ahead and share with somebody. Let somebody know that you listen to the Midnight Coco Show for all your highlights on Wednesday. Okay? Uh-huh. Follow me on Twitter at Midnight Coco, MIDNIGHTKOKO. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/Coco Radio. Find us on Instagram, y'all. Yep, we're on Instagram, Radio Coco, RADIOKOKO. If you're a guest, you want to be a guest on this show. I mean, if you're, you know, artist or author or, you know, whatever your gift or your talent is, you want a chance to express that, you can always come here, you know. Mm-hmm. We have our Spotlight Friday show, and we're checking people every day, all right? Okay, so submit your information to midnightcocoshow@gmail.com. Once again, that is midnightcocoshow@gmail.com. All right, I'm going to get on up out of here, y'all, because I've talked too much. All right, like I said, follow me on social media, and we'll see you back here next time. All right, until then, feel free to be you and live for today like it's your last, because life has its struggles, but always take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You will be all right. I'm your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a wonderful day, y'all, and I'll see you back here on next time. Peace.
Shem led to Abraham, made many nations, he's the father of the land. Made many nations, he's the father of the land. He begat Isaac, Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob grabbed the hill, so Israel, we next up. Yeah, Israel, we next up. Yeah, Israel, we next up. There's something I can't seem to wrap my head around. How can my people be lost and not want to be found? Look me in the eyes and say, you know that something's wrong. I tell you the facts, I grab my Bible, you wave it off. It's all a conspiracy. Taking it too seriously, you know we're under grace. He knows my heart. I go to church occasionally. With their excuses, I make symphonies. The same thing on and on. It's a cycle they may never leave. But to these words, I will cling to my last breath. Keep it in my heart until my last steps. Ephesians 5:1, be followers of the Most High as your children. Stick to these precepts and cling to Him, cause without Him I am nothing. Fools should think I'm something. Just earth and ashes, a dirty rag so tragic. He kept me, no magic, no abracadabra, just a wada abba. Through your son, Yeshaya, I'm
my Father, please lead me on. Keep me strong. Keep me strong on this narrow path.
Keep me strong on this narrow path.
dollar. We don't strive to be Obamas, Jay-Z, or prima donnas. We holy, set apart, we focus. Can't you see the kingdom on the horizon? Israelists get the rise in this. Not a praise, only when I'm in your face song. This I know where I've been, without his grace I be gone. Slave to this word, felon is not an option. You won't make it to the forest if you lack that gumption to follow these laws, the statutes and commandments, the tools we all been handed, the chosen we all been branded to walk in this light, to constantly endure to the end. The awakening is here, tell a friend. Look at the enemy's hole, say no, not again. Lie, I only operate for the Father.
Oh my Father, please leave me alone. Keep me strong, never.
Jacob got the hill, so Israel, we next up. Yep, Israel, we next up. Yeah, Israel, we next up.
The rain is gone, but seem to feel the arc right before it, I was born. I took hold of faith and now I made it through the storm. The waters have receded, now a life I can't go on. Messiah has returned and he's reigning on the throne. Away with evil ways, to your business shall be thrown. This God sent me, help me with my troubled soul. Cause I'm in dire need, don't know which way to go. I went to Sunday service, but it just made me nervous. And I ain't see the purpose, cash was everything around me. Gotta represent, watch me make it rain, money well spent. God, people starving, pay my 10%. But I ain't see the need beside the preacher, man. He's straight, he's driving Bentley like he pushing major weight. Oh, he has a super eight, ain't that just a bait? Went to a band from a 4-8. Study laws of Moses, sing the songs of David. Learn from the prophet, they need the revelation. Conquer the conquer and vicious circulation. Ever since the time of Baal, Babylon was making the gods. They worship false and pagan. Synagogue and Satan, to me they no relation. But do you have it coming? Do you pledge allegiance? Is it all secret information? Strange division, law meeting, now I'm awakened. Since I started rapping at 35, God opened my eyes. Strangers in the foreign land, will you bring us home again? Cause I'm barely living, seeking in quicksand. Is anything hard? But God just don't understand. Sometimes I sag up off a perfect man.
God knows he's the greater man.
But I'm so asleep, I ain't good on my tongue. If they ask me, it's in me.
Tell them the only one, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the father Jacob. Say, well, who killed the lion, and then the king of David.
Is he the one who gave Moses a serpent that was brazen? We realize faith if the naked still doubt. Even though we gave it to die for sin, ain't no other way but him. Blessed be the one who acknowledges it. He's a revolution or agnostic. You only die once, but your name shall be blotted in the corner of hell's pocket. Maggots crawling through your flesh, rotting. Keep on scheming and plotting, and that's your only option. Come back to the one who gave you breath before you have none left. Who gave the line of death? Adam ate the apple, nothing covered his flesh. Crafty serpent, wrapped around the cross when you need help, that's urgent. I want to know. Come to curse you on it. If you don't put money in the place to be God's favorite, or the one holding the lens, saying follow the script. Full of scandal, it'll get you better rated. From kind of present to older ages, the words are full of saying, but the noise is over. You're living in the times of Noah. La Cosa Nosa, carrying the weight on both shoulders. Fear nothing but God, so when it's over and done, paving the way like that for one who's ready to come. Who am I not worthy to even tie his sandals? Wreak havoc on the earth and dismantle. So change the channel, the revolution won't be televised. No need to spread a die. It was free.